Just reviewing the sugya from yesterday on Kol Zayin with Bet. Here we're discussing, we can start it again, because it's going to run through to the Mishnah, the sugya. Rava's, Meiti Rava, Rava's challenging. Now, Rava's question, to be honest with you, it's all the way at the two lines before the Mishnah, the Chachetim and Aleph, is where Rava's question comes up. Rava's question, without leaving out the details of all what we're going to go through now, Rava's basic question is it true that a Balat Mum, right, really is considered like ma'ut stumim and not, right, mefureshet. He's going to challenge it from this long memra that we're going to go through right now. This verse we're going to go through is, he's going to try to challenge that position that a balat mum is considered ma'ut stumim from this. And the Gemara in the end,
which is basically the position of Ravina.
Right, on the previous.
Or Ravina.
Possibly Ravina. Right, very good. So that is, and the Gemara is going to answer the same way it did we did on yesterday's daf on Kol Zayin Rebbe's also, that in Hokhanami that it should have written Balat Mum, right? But Balat Mum equals Ma'ot Stumim, and therefore when it uses the term Ma'ot, it also means Balat Mum. So just, you know, if we get, in case we get lost in between getting from Rava to the question and the answer, that's the basic premise of what Rava's asking, and that's the answer that's given at the end. Now in between, how we get there is a long, it's a long limud. All right, Meitiv Rava. So Rava asks the question, Karbano, Bekarbanohu Yotze, Beiru Yotze Bekarban Aviv. He's allowed to use his karban, but not the karbanot of his father. And we had said above, we brought a Mishnah, which is later on here in our Masechta, right? It's in Tudaf, actually. In Tudaf, there's a Mishnah that says that a person can use the money, Ma'ot Stumim, that his father left over, he could use for his own Nizirut. Over there, the Gemara talks about it being Allah called the Moshe Mishinai.
If he said it,
right, according to the Rush, there's two different girsos there. We'll get to the Mishnah over there, but there's two different girsos. According to the Rush, it's girsos the way we read it. That's only if he took the Nether Nizirut after Tiras of his father. And after Tiras of his father, he took on the Nether Nizirut. So he's allowed to do it almanat, that it's done with Ma'ot Stumim. There are people who have the opposite girsos, and that the only time he can do it is when he's concurrent with his father.
Almanat is
the Ma'ot Stumim of his father. Yeah. So it's Ma'ot Stumim of his father. That's what you're allowed to do. The Nizirut. So now the Gemara says Karbano, but Karbano Yotze Vein Otze B'Karban Aviv. He can't use the Karban of his father. Locho Yotze B'Karban Shal Viv Shivish Min HaKala L'Chumra U'Min HaKamra L'Chala. I would thought that he can't use his father's Karban when they are not equal, meaning that the Karbanot are not similar. What's Kala and what's Chamura? So if you look in the Mefarsh says that Kala and Chamura is, Kala is Shavuat Ha'idut U'Shavuat Bitui. Right, those are Shvut Eitud and Shvut Bitui are Kala, are lighter forms of Karbanot. It's interesting because those are Karbanot Olivyurid, right? And that's, I don't know why he would equate that to Chamura, which is the Chatat, he calls of a Chelev and Dam. So Rashi calls the, or the Mefarish calls here, them the Kalot are the Shvut Eitud and Shvut Bitui, and Chamura are regular Chataot that are Dam and the Chelev. Whereas Tosfos says that what is considered to be Kala and Chamura is, or actually, oh, sorry, not Tosafot, but the Rosh says, what's the difference? You have, what do you bring a Karban Chatas for? You bring a Karban Chatas on any Aveira that has a Chiyuv Krisus, right, associated with it. But there's certain Chayve Krisus that also have a Chiyuv Skila associated with them. For instance, Shabbos. Shabbos, if there's Edim Asra, has a din of Chiyuv Skila. Right, if it's no Eid, no Asra, then it's a Chiyuv Karis B'mezin, and then the Shogeg has a Chatas, there's it. So the way the Rosh explains it, when the Chatas Chamura is a Chatas that comes on a Krisus that also has a Skila associated with it. The Kala here is a regular Chatas that just doesn't have a Skila associated with it. Which seems more mistaber only because they're in the same category, at least. You're within a Chatas, and therefore you're comparing to Chataot rather than comparing an Olav Meyoreid and a Chatas. There's a bunch of them in Arayos, there's a bunch of them in, you have it by Shabbos, you have it by Avodah Zarah, you have enough of them that it's a relevant category. Alright, so now you have the Olav Meyoreid is limited only to four cases also, so it's not such a common.
No, I'm saying, but in terms of what the cases are, people were less likely, people were more careful in this time about Shabbos and Arayos.
Alright, but that's the, alright, so we have, alright, so now we have Kala and Chamura. So the Gemara says, okay, maybe he can't use his father's korban when he left it over when they're not matching, because it's either Choma or Kala and they don't match together. Tamar Lomar, Karbanot. Karbano who yotzei, ve'inu yotzei bekarbano shel aviv. He's yotzei with his karban, but not the karban of his father. Lo, lo yotzei bekarbid behemashi hifrish. Afil mina kala la kala mina chamura la chamura. I would think that it doesn't work when you have, even when you have a similar behemashi, ha'inu adami galeach of himet aviv is nirut. We don't have such a precedent, right, in other halakhas. Where we have precedent for using your father's money or behemo, we have that in the Zirut. And in the Zirut, what's the precedent? That you can use ma'ot stumim of your father. So over here, by the Zirut, we don't have such a paradigm or precedent where you can use the father, your father's behemo. You can only use his ma'ot. So we would think over here too, of a yotzei b'ma'ot shehifrish aviv. So I would think, even though you can't use the animal that his father separated out, maybe you could use the money that his father separated out. Afilu mina chamura la kala, mina kala la chamura. No matter what, whatever his father separated the money for, he can go ahead and use these ma'ot stumim for himself. Shereyadam b'galeach ha'ma'ot aviv b'ni zirut. Because we have such a precedent. We have such a paradigm or precedent that what a person can cut his hair on his father's monetary matters. So since we have precedent for that, maybe it should work not only by the Zirut, but it also should work by Chatat. As long as the money is undesignated, right, identified, right, then maybe it should work. Tamalomar, Karbano. But Karbano Yotzev, Eino Yotzev, but Karban Aviv. That doesn't work at all. Outside of the Zirut, there is no such ability to extend or use your father's either animal they left over, whether that korban does not match the chait that you're in, whether the korban matches the chait, and not his ma'ot stumim, not the money that he separated. Even if it matches the korban that you need, you can't use that ma'ot stumim in order to bring a korban on your behalf. Now we're going to leave his father. Right? So far the Gemara used the word karbanel and says we're outside. None of this works, right, with regards to his father. So anything that has to do with his father and him, the only place we have that works is Nizirut. Nowhere else does it work. Now the Gemara is going to move on to what about his own stuff? Maybe he can't use his father's karbanot or separate stuff that he separated out, but maybe he could use his own karban that he separated out. So that's what the Gemara says now. Yochol lo yotzei b'ma'ot shehifrish afilu mina kala la kala mina chamura la chamura. Right, that you maybe can't use that which he's shehifrish, probably the gesur is aviv, from his father, that his father separated out. Right, b'ma'ot shehifrish aviv, even when they are in the same category. Lo yotzei b'karban shehifrish la'atzmo mina kala la chamura mina chamura la kala. Maybe he could himself separate out money, and with that money, right, he can switch around the karbanot. He says, separate out money for a chatos. Doesn't matter which chatos he brings with it. Maybe not. So then the Gemara says, Talmud Lomar karbano al chatato. So here the Rishonim discuss whether this is a new limud or part of the original limud, because the word karbano only comes up three times, and we've already used it three times. This is a fourth limud with the word karbano. So either they are using the same word karbano over, meaning that they're just using the word karbano not to teach us something new, but within the same context. Karbano and not this, karbano and not that, which is you can have multiple, you know, mutim that come from a single word. That's one possible way to use it. Other Rishonim suggest that the limud here is al-chatato. It's not the word from the word karbano, but this section we're using the al-chatato, and we'll see in a minute why, but that's where the limud's from. Ajihei karbano l'shum chato, right? Or until the karban is for his chatas, meaning that he has to have it, if he designates it for dam, it's got to be for dam. If he designates the chatas for chaleb, it's got to be for chaleb. He can't switch between them. Why? Yochalo yitzei behima shifrish latzmo mina kala la kala mina chamura la chamura avafilu mina kala la chamura mina chamura la kala. Shkei. Why? Im yifrish behima al chaleb evi al dam, al dam evi al chaleb, shari lo ma'al velo chipem. Right, so the possibility is that this is only true, let us say that this idea that you can have to have a designated korban go only for that category should be only true by animals. Why is it only true by animals? Because if you were to switch, on purpose, switch your chatas, you have a chatas dam, and you go ahead and you switch it, an animal that's for the chatas dam, then you go ahead and switch it to a chatas chalev. Does that work or not? Well, which we just said, what, that you can't achivo the shum chatato. Now, the Gemara brings a reason, a svara, why it doesn't work. And what is that? It has to do with mi'ila. Mi'ila, what is mi'ila? Mi'ila is when you take that which belongs to Hekdesh and you spend it or use it for your own purposes. So when used for your own purposes, what happens to the money that's used for your own purposes? First of all, it's yotze l'chulin. Right? That money becomes chol, number one. And number two, what happens to that money is that you have to now pay back hekdesh plus a fifth, and you have to bring a korban me'ilah. So when you are moel, you change the status from being in hekdesh to being chulin. Now when are you doing, when is me'ilah come effect? Is when you take something out of the possession of hekdesh and bring it into your own possession. If you take a chatas that's for chelet and you bring it for a chatas dam, you never took it out of Hekdesh's possession. Because it always, right, it has kedushas of goof, and it remains kedushas of goof. You bring it as one carbon, you bring it as another carbon. You may not have been yotze with that, but the fact is that if you switched it, it never goes out to chulin. So that makes you unable to switch it. So now the Gemara is saying, because by mason, if you did it on purpose, right, you would not be Moel, and therefore you can't switch it over. So based on that, now there are two ways to learn this. I'll say that the Rosh learns it one way, and Tosfos learns another way. So, because it doesn't work by Mazid, therefore what? Right, so if it doesn't work by, so if you, if the Rosh says, it's at the Kavan, the Bishogeg, Lo Kiper. So if you look at, look at Tosfos, let me see if we can get it in the Tosfos quickly. Oh yeah, here. Look at the Tosfos al chatato. We'll do it that way. Al chatato. Kipper akena chatato b'chimsad yachik tiv. Alma. The meizid eni yochol lishnot. Afilu o b'ma'ot. I'm doing a second Tosfos. Not a good one. Okay. So now, also, I should have left that. I left that one little piece of information about me'ilah. Me'ilah only applies when you do it, right, b'shogeg, right, when you do it by accident. If you do it b'mezid, then there is no carbon me'ilah, and it doesn't work b'mezid. So that's the last thing. All right, so look at the Tosfos. I think the Tosfos before, the one I just read, but it's just two, four lines, where it says, Duch Chav Zayin Amud Bet. At the end of that Tosfos, the previous Tosfos, Shaharei, it says, Duch Chav Zayin Amud Bet. So it says, Acharei, Sha'aru im b'shogeg, the low ma'al, right, keeper, the low ma'al, since by shogeg he's not moel, dinu, he's not kabin, akra chata schele, basot chata dam, the low keeper, that it doesn't work. So wait, tells us this is like, yeah, right, there's a girsa change there. The low keeper is a low ma'al, but it's fine, the low keeper, it's fine, works either way. But the fact is, because he's not moel, he's also not keeper. So the one's a derivative of the other. Alright, the Tosfos is saying, because there's no me'ilah by shogeg, when you switch around the chelev chatas to a dam chatas, and even by mezid, you won't be able to switch them over. I mean, that's a clear indication that you're unable to move one to the other. Right, so, and the Rosh formulates it a little different. He says that kevan de shogeg lo keeper dinhu nami miskavin lako chatas chelev lasoto chatadam to lo keeper. The rush is because it doesn't work as a kapara when you do a bishogeg, so certainly it won't work when it's mazid. Tosfos is a little more expansive and says that because there is no me'ilah when you do a bishogeg, that's an indication that even when you go miskagen, you're unable to switch the karban chatas to, from a chelev to dam. Right, so that's the limit so far.
You're not able to change the status from what it is.
Right. What?
You're not able to change
right,
the status from what
right, it is. Correctly. Right, that's what the Tosfos says. So now, so far what we've done is we've had four limudim. Right, the first three limudim basically excluded your ability to use your father's korban, and basically your father's korban, whether it's matching or not matching, and the ma'ot stumim of your father, you can't use either. That's what we excluded in the first three limudim. And this last limud, we excluded even your own, right, korban, that was a behema that you separated out, that you also can't do. Now for the last limud, right, so this is the last theme that we have to do is Yakala Yate Bibahima Shifrish Latsum mina kalala kala mina khamura la mahamura. I would think that just because you can't do it your own behema, but when it came to ma'ot, right? Where is this? Alright, I think I read this already, sorry. I feel the kalala from Mark Manakam Ashikin Imi Frish Bahima al Khalib Habi Al Dam or Dam Baby Al Khalib Shari Low Ma'ab will keep her. Abayotze, the other alternative is bimao shihifrish latzmao. Maybe if you just separate out money to bring the carbon back, you'll be able to switch. Why? Mina kalala kala mina chumura pa mina chumura la kala mina kala chumura shikain. Why? Imifrish latzmao maot mina chelev. Bevi aladam, aladam bevi alachelev. if you did separate out money to use for buying a korban for a chatas chalev, right, and you switch it to be a chatas dam, or either way, shari mal. In that case, you are moel v'kiper. Why? Because this is different. When it's a behemoth, when it's an animal, you have what's called kedushas aguf. Right, when you have kedushas aguf, and then you switch it to another korban, nothing has changed. It remains kedushas gufo, right, and you're just going to bring it as a different form of korban. It always remained in the same status. That's not true of money. If you designated money to use for a korban chalev, that's kedushas damim, and you have to purchase with that the korban that you designated. When you go ahead and then take that money and purchase something else with it, even if it's a korban, you've now taken it and used it for your own purposes. When you do that, you removed it out of the possession of Hekdesh and used it for your own purposes. If you have done that, you have been Moel. If you have been Moel, what does that mean? The money is now changed to Chulin. The money is changed to Chulin. When you use it, it is your money. And therefore what? When you buy the Korban Chalev, it actually works. Because if you had a chattis, you had money set aside for a korban chattis for dam, then you went ahead and said, you know what, and he did this by accident, obviously, but showgate. He goes ahead, he says, I need a korban chalev, and he takes that money and goes and buys a korban chalev with that. Because he was moel in that money, he went out to chulin, and it's now his money. When it's his money, and he goes in and purchases the korban chattis for chalev, it works, because he took his own money, he bought it, and now he has a good korban. So you see that when you switch it to shogeg, that it's moel, and therefore it's kiper, you would think also, the way Tosfos formulates, right, therefore also by mezid, that you should be able to switch it. Right, that you should be miskaving, or at least according to the way Rush formulates it, just because you're keeper by shogeg, you should also be keeper by mezid. Right?
Not that you should be able to do it with a field, but if you did it, that it's
right. Whether you should do it or not, right, is a separate issue. Right, whether you should or should not do it is a good question, because that Tosfos discusses down here. I'm not going to deal with it, but there's another Gemara that says that this doesn't work. Right, so why should it work? And then Tosfos talks about whether it was only one carbon or two carbon notes, and which carbon does it work for? That's a question Tosfos deals with. But you're right. We shouldn't, we wouldn't tell you to go do this, but if you did it, right, the maze that does it work as a keeper. And this is the last limud that we have. Tamar lo mar al chatato. I chay carbon o l'shem chato. Right, so therefore, what? You have to have it be designated for the korban chatas that you intended. Right, if it's not designated for the korban chatas that you intended, then it's not mechaper. In this instance, or in this case, it would not be mechaper.
But for shogeg, it is mechaper.
Right, for shogeg, it is mechaper because of the me'ila aspect. Right, because you have the me'ila aspect, and because of that me'ila aspect.
But by mezid, why not?
Because you have a pasuk of al chatato. It has to be designated for the...
Even though he is Moel.
Right. He's not Moel. There is no Me'ila by Mezid.
There is no Me'ila by Mezid.
Right. By Shogeg, there's Me'ila by Mezid. There is no Me'ila.
So what's the Shaila here? There's no Me'ila by Mezid.
But that was the Gemara's comparison. That was Tosfos in the Rush explaining that if the din is like this by Shogeg, then it should also work by Mezid. If you have the ability to have Kapara work by Shogeg, it should also apply to the Miskaving case. That was what
just from a din.
Right.
But not Me'ikra a din.
No. Right, no, thinking that should be a logical step. Okay. If it works by Shogeg, it should also work by Mezid. And then the Gemara rejects it and says, no, we have a puzzle that excludes the case by the Mezid.
Why do you need a puzzle if there's no din in Me'ila by Mezid?
Because you would have thought to make this draw this parallel between the Shogeg and the Mezid. That just like by Shogeg it works to be a Mechaper, and by Shogeg it works that you're able to switch them, then maybe two by Mezid, it should also work to do functionally. Just a
the basis of saying that it works by Shogeg is the fact that you're Moel. The fact that you're Moel shows that you're able to change the status.
Right. But by Mezid you're not Moel, so why would I even have a halakha?
No, because now that we see you're able to change status, then maybe you should be able to change status in any instance. That's what the Gemara's halakha means.
I think if you change the status for Shogeg, that works. So if you intend to change the status, it should
certainly work, right. Even though, right, the original Shogeg is based on Me'ila, right, but it shows an ability to switch. And if it shows an ability to switch, maybe that has broader application even to Mezid.
Okay.
All right. So that's Tamalam Rakatato. All right, all this to teach us what? Here we go. Here's the question. Right? It's about Tani Miha to Behema. Right over there, we discussed about an animal. My love, a filu bas mum. Sounds like that you can't use it, but what's called a behema? Right? A behema is even a behema, which sounds like what? Even a behema bas mum, you couldn't use for your own purposes. And that would indicate what? That a behema is considered mitfureshet. As we said over here, right, there's a difference between ma'ot stumim and the behema. So why is, what are we talking about behema? So the Gemara says, lo, tmima. When it said behema over here, it only mentioned tmima. Aval balsamo, my. What's the dinner of balsamo? Kistuma damio. That would be like a stuma. So my area, tani ma'ot. So then what in the progression of the limud here, why did you go from behema to ma'ot? You should have gone from behema tmima to behema balagmum. Should have been the next stage in the limud. Why didn't you use behema balagmum and not ma'ot? So the Gemara says, my read the tiny mochi fish of the Nibalamum, that is otherwise my fish would be a bigger fish, and it would make a sense. And my says, Hokanami. My Hazio, what is a Bahia's Balamum? The Dame. Dame, Haino Mouse. That's it. Again, the same answer we gave above. That's the same answer the Gemara gave above.
The punchline.
All right. Well, you give he had to get through his proof, so the Gemara had to, you know, wrap up the sugi down. But it's
Yeah.
All right. New Mishnah. All right. So Nizrak is a very interesting Mishnah. So Nizrak next to Mishnah is actually very interesting. Today the two Mishnahs are very interesting. Nizrak Alea, Echad Min Adamim. A woman who took a neder nizirut and her husband hasn't heard about it yet, and he wants to be made for it. Then already she's brought one of the karbanot and they sprinkled the dam of one of the karbanot. He is unable to be made for it anymore. Once the dam
observed her full nizirut.
Right, she's through her full nizirut, she's had her karbanot at the end, and they've already sprinkled the dam of one of the karbanot. The remaining karbanot. So she has to
save the money.
And the gift. Right.
This is one of
both. Next. Right, very good. Rabbi Kiva Omer. Right, Rabbi Yekiva says even if they shechted one of the animals, right, he can't be maker. So as opposed to the Tanakam, which says only once there was zvikas adam on the mizbeach, that's what holds it. But here, the Rabbi Yekiva says even with shechita already, it's enough to stop her from stop him from being maker for neder. Right, any other b'med, remembering the tiglachas taro, that's only when she's already bringing her karbanot for finishing up her nizirut. Aval b'tiglachas atuma, yefer. But when it comes to tiglachas atuma, he can be made for it. Why? Shiyofalamar, yefshib, isham nuvelet. I don't want a woman who is nuval. And what's the definition of nuval? So all that we show him here, say nuval here is because she then has to continue her nizirut, she has to restart her nizirut, and she'll be what? Not be able to drink wine. So the din of what's minuvel? The din of minuvel here is a din in a woman not being able to drink wine. Which is pretty amazing. Sociologically, it's very interesting.
A poor woman is one thing. She can't drink wine. I mean, forget it.
Right. That it was considered a nuval. A woman cannot drink wine over a period of time. Only if she's in the karbanot of tahara do we say these dinim, but if she's in the karbanot of tumah, then it can be made for the neder.
Yeah, but isn't that obvious? Because if she's in the karbanot of tumah, then she still has it in zero. So forget about that. And he's like, she's still limited to the zero. So it could always be men who cares in zero.
Yeah, but maybe we should let her finish up her karbanot. At least over there, they can block, we can stop her, and she doesn't even bring the karbanot.
And also, still finish the karbanot and say that she stopped in zero, so she can drink wine. I mean,
no, she's minuval, and this whole time she can't drink wine when she's tmeah also, right? I mean, that she can't drink wine this whole time, so.
Yeah, but here we don't mention drink karbanos, and the tumah is over already. So, I mean, the question is, can she finish karbanos, and then drink wine, and she will
right, so the Tosos and all the Rishonim here say that even the little, the porta, the withholding of a small amount of time of wine is considered minuval here. That even that short period of time, from the time that she would stop bringing her karbanot to the end of bringing her karbanot, that's already. That's an inui nefesh, right? That's an inui nefesh, and he can be maker for that inui nefesh. In a short time, let me see if I can find it quickly. I'll show you.
So it's odd that he didn't even know about it until she's already like partway through one karban of the tumah.
Right.
Meaning she's having this week of becoming. Right. So it's there's obviously all this length of time, but now. Right. In 5 minutes.
It looks like it's a pet time. It's someone to. I can say it here, Sibal and Sivan.
Right. Alright, so they, Okay, if you look at the last Tosfos, even though it's not on the line here, but you'll see this last Tosfos says, Paris, sorry, you know, Nevesh, it's Tzvichal Yot Munem in a Yayin, Ajit de Galeach. Right, so there's, if the Giruach is Ma'akev, right, her to drink wine, from the time she brings her first korban to the time she cuts her hair, it's a very, very short period of time. That already is considered Inu Nevesh. but to make her before he shall put her, that's your behind. He's able to be made her for that short period of time. It's still considered, you know, a nefesh, and he's able to be made for the nether. That's what it says.
This is a short period of time. It's not a short period of time. And it's from the time that she brings.
Not these are carbon otara. I'm talking about carbon otara. That's the case by carbon otara that Tosus is talking about.
By carbon otara is valid.
Yeah, I'm saying, well, we'll see in a second. Depends on whose opinion. I'm just pointing out to you that there's a sheet in the Rishonim that even if there's a short period of time, that's considered even nefesh, and that even nefesh is enough to shut down the process.
Am I allowed to say that I don't want to write the bold?
That's coming up. Don't worry. Alright, about the my Yifer Shuya Kalamar Yifshi Bisham Novelet Rabbi Mayor, possibly Kirsa Rabbi, Rabbi Mayor, says exactly what you said, Yossi. Omer, Apik the Glakas Atara Yifer Shuya Kalamar Yifshi Bisham Kalechet. I don't want a bald wife. And so that's he doesn't want her to get. So even though she's able to drink wine now, because she brought her korban and that was what was maki, so now she can drink wine. Nevertheless, he doesn't want her to what? He doesn't want her to be bald. He doesn't want his wife to end up bald. Right? Matni Masnisin Tlok Rabbi Elazar. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Elazar. Deeper Rabbi Elazar Amar Tiglakas Mi Akeved. So Rabbi Elazar says that the Tiglakas. This is what we just read the Tosus about, Mishal. That this Tiglakas, even shaving your hair, is maki you from drinking wine. It came into as long as she hasn't cut her hair, she's still also to drink wine. It came to this one, Nevo Mati Mayfair. So you know, listen to this, she's brought the first carbon already. And the amount of time between her finishing up the three carbonos and cutting her hair, very short period of time. Even so, if you held that the haircut was ma'ake, you'd be able to make for the nether for that short period of time of inui nether, the inability to drink wine between those two.
I mean, if the haircut is not ma'ake, it's the carbonos, if you let it into carbonos, she's in business, she can't drink wine.
Yeah, exactly. So that's right. Once she can drink wine, there's no inui nefesh anymore. If there's no inui nefesh, then she has no right to be made.
So saying it's not really isn't because in our Mishnah, we say that it must be talking about the Glachas.
No. Our Mishnah says the carbon.
Otherwise,
he should be able to remake her even after she brought the first carbon.
No, it's talking about the glachas, not the glachas.
That's only when do we say she continues to bring all her karma? No, that's with the glachas tara.
Then it can't be made.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you thought that the glachas was ma'akev, then even in the glachas tara he would be able to be made there.
That's right, and that's what Rabbi Elazar says.
Right. So that's why Rabbi Elazar is not there.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's the reason that we're saying that it's not like Rabbi Yisrael.
Right.
Because our Mishnah says that it must be not talking about the Tiglachas Tara, it must be talking about the Tiglachas Tuma, that's why it can't be Rabbi Yisrael.
Okay.
Because Rabbi Yisrael would imply you make the Tiglachas Tara.
Right, correct. Okay. Came into the Gilcha, Asiro, Bechamra, came into the Slanibu, Matsimefer. Okay, now. Tan Odi Don Savar. Our Mishnah is going to explain the positions of Rabbi Akiva and the Tanakama. Kennedy Don Savar, the Easter Kala Dam, the Altar Sharia Bechamra. As soon as he sprinkled the blood, immediately, she's mutar to drink wine. How do they slay nivul? Rabbi Kiva Savar afilu ishtrachitat beheima inu yochel afir. Even if they just shechted the animal, and there's no zrika zadam, what? So even if there's no zrika zadam, she still can't drink wine. So why shouldn't he be able to be made fair? And yochel afir mishum hefset kodshim. Rabbi Kiva words about hefset kodshim. Once you've shechted the animal, if you don't allow her to finish off her nizirut, then this animal is going to go to waste. Because then she's no longer necessary for her to bring the karbanot, and the karbanot are going to go to waste. So maskal Rabbi. Why do you have to say it's a waste? What carbonate does she bring? She brings the chatas and olah nishlamim. So why not just bring these carbonate? Instead of bringing them in the shema, you can bring them in the logishma. Right? And the logishma will allow them to be carbonate so they don't work for the baal. If that's the case, they can be fine carbonate. Right? We have such a case. Viyatir basar bachila. Milo tanya, we have a brace of kitsi atzeret. These are the shlamim that are brought on Shavuot. Sheshach them shlogishman. If you shech them not for the intended purpose, shafting with nezmanam, alachazmanam, adam yizere, babasar yachel, right? The blood is sprinkled on his back and the meat is eaten, even though they don't function as the proper carbonot shlamim that are brought on Shavuot. Nevertheless, you can still do it and the meat can be eaten. If it's Shabbos, then we tell them don't sprinkle the blood because you can't bring karbanot shelo lishman, end up hearing the vote on Shabbos. Vimzara kurtza laakdir emurin le'erev. He actually does it on Shabbos, even though he's not supposed to do it. Right? And that's exeris chachamim, not to do zrikas dam on the Shabbos. If he does do it, then it works, and he can bring the emurim on Motzei Shabbos, and then they can eat the meal. So, that, therefore, what do you see? You see that if you have a karban that's brought lo lishma, it can be eaten. The basar can be eaten. So why do you have to say, according to Rabbi Akiva, this goes to waste over here? Karban doesn't go to waste. Just do it lo lishma. Bring the karban, not for the purpose of hurting the zirut. Just bring it stam, or bring it, right, intending for it to be just a stam shlamim, stam olah, and that'll be fine. And then you can eat the shlamim, right, or the olah will go all on the mizbeach, right, but why not do that? Why is it a waste of kochim? Where's the hefsid kochim here? So my says, Amrei, eat the shachat olos shlamim hafanami. You're wondering what? That solution works if the first karban she shechted was an olah or shlamim. Right, but then you can do it lo lishma, you can continue. What happens if the first carbon she brought is a chatas? First carbon she brought is a chatas. They shechted the chatas already, right? And now what? Now you want to be zorik the dam lo lishma? That doesn't work by carbon chatas. By carbon chatas, you can't be zorik the dam lo lishma.
Right? You should specify that only the Rabbi Akiva's opinion is only in a case where the
Rabbi Akiva is going to say in any case because you can't bring it by a chatas first, because the chatas could be the first one, so therefore if we're worried about hefsek kochim, we don't allow her even any type of shach, and that's what it sounds like Rabbi Akiva. It's a general zera that any time you bring it,
even if the
olah or shlamim,
if the olah or shlamim is shechted first, zera atu
chatas, right? Because it's not. If a person is shechts any one of the three, they're yotze, meaning any one of the three karbanot, the zrikas adam already is matir to be drink wine. So once any three works, then you could bring the chatas first. That's the possibility that the chatas can be first. If the chatas can be first, that would be hefsed kochim if we didn't allow you to finish up the nesirut, then we allowed you to.
No, it's only by Tara, he says Hefsek Kochim.
So that tells us over here, he says that it's too big an Inui Nefesh. But he is willing to say, don't be making the netter for a small Inui Nefesh of waiting from now till her, you know, till she finishes up her carbono to drink wine, that he's willing to do. But for her to have to restart a whole Naziris again, then be Inui Nefesh for another 30 days, he's not willing to make the Zera of Hefsek Kochim.
So instead of doing all Naziris, so everyone agrees that we make it up.
Right.
If it's induced, you have to wait a small time.
Between the time that he shechted it, so he's Zrikas Adam, it's a couple minutes, right? Because it's not worth the Hefsek Kochim.
No, that's not it. The way the Gemara explains it,
right.
So the Gemara explains it then that the Mishnah Shalat Rav Lezer, which means you have to wait until after you have to shake the haircut.
No. Rav Lezer needs you to wait with the haircut. Our Mishnah does not. Our Mishnah says Zrikas Adam, that's it, you're done. Our Mishnah is
right.
Here, Rabbi Akiva shechted the animal, he just needs Zrikas Adam, and you're done. So he says.
So it's according to him, it's according to Tana Kama, so you wait until after you do the blood, you can't do it. What was going to be Nefesh?
Fine already, right? And Rakiva says even after they shech the animal, before the Zrikas Adam, even though there's another couple minutes of Inui Nefesh, he says don't do it because of Hefsek Kochim.
And too much Inui Nefesh, right?
So Rakiva would say after the shechita of the animal, she still can't drink the wine.
No.
What do you need to give up?
No, Zrikas Adam. Zrikas Adam is a kofeya, but you shech the animal for Hefsek Kochim. He says wait 3 minutes, and then she'll be done with Zrikas Adam. That's it. Don't be made for in this 3 minutes. In Tana Kama, he says you have to
shech. You can eat Mizrika even for those 3 minutes.
You can eat it.
He's not worried about the Hefsek Kochim.
Correct. Very good. All right, next. Okay, now, Bamedorim, we're going to Tagagas Tara, but Tagagas Tuma Yefir. Rabbi Meir Omer, if you look at Tagagas Tara, Yefir, you should be a Kholi Omar, if she be Shemit Gulakat. I don't want a bold wife. So Tana Kama, what does the Tana Kama do with it? That's a pretty big problem to have a bald wife. I'm like, oh, sure, if I'm not free, gets a wig. What do you mean? No problem. She doesn't have to be bald. She can wear a wig. Rabbi Meir says, if I'm not free, I did the Zuma, lo nefale. So Rabbi Meir says that a wig, right, is Zuma. What is the Zuma here?
Hello, the Zara.
So, all right, so there are two possibilities of what the Zuhama here is. One possibility is that the Zuhama is from the wig itself, because it's not her hair, right? So a person is willing to be sober, his wife's whatever, unpleasant odors or anything about her, because it's his wife. He's used to his wife. He's used to how she smells. Well, used to how she, her hair, or how her hair is. Whereas when she puts on someone else's hair, that he doesn't feel comfortable with. And therefore, even if she's able to wear a wig, that whatever smell that's associated or unpleasantness that's associated with this false hair is not something that he's comfortable with. That's one possible, the Zulma. The other possibility of the Zulma, which seems from the Mefarish, is that her wearing the wig causes the Zulma. Meaning that her having to put on a wig and cover her head like that is going to cause her to be uncomfortable or heated or sweaty because of that wig, and that's what causes the Zulma here. But either way, Rabbi Meir says that the wig is not a good solution because of the unpleasantness that it causes for the husband.
I would suggest that this Mishnah is one source to say that women shaving their heads is not considered.
I don't know. The Tanakhama says it's no problem. Tanakhama says I'm an F sharp opinion.
It doesn't matter whether he says that it's okay or not. It was not automatically done.
All right. I mean, it wasn't common. That is correct. It wasn't common. Although he says it, if you have a pain up, no problem. Tanakh says the woman's not in the new vault.
Yeah, that's saying, well, also hoping, that shaving your hair is specifically for the
right.
For the
zero sabir. Right. All right. Next mission. Hey, my dear, it's been open this year. So it's very a man can be mother his son in the zeros. But how he does this, one of two ways. It's either possibly that he says that hey b'ni nazir, the person says hey b'ni nazir, that my son will be a nazir, and he takes a neder, or he tells his son you take a neder nazir. One of them, right? That's good. Yeah. We'll see. Ish madir b'no b'nazir, b'ni shem madir it's b'na b'nazir. But a woman cannot do this. Kate said, I don't think the guest said it should be Kate said here. If he takes a haircut, or the relatives give him a haircut, or he objects to this Naziris, or his relatives reject to the Naziris, then the Naziris is canceled. Now this objection has to be done on the day he takes the Nazirut, and not later on. Now what happens if he already separated out Karbanot? Based on this Nazirut, he separated out Karbanot. Right, so the Hema Mefresh, if the same status we had before with a woman, for instance, where she had the Hemoth Mefreshot, and then the nether went away, right? Then what do we say? What happens? The Chatas goes to Misa, and the Olam Nishlamim end up on the Mizbeach. Nephilim, the Yom Echad, Beidin Turim Lechem. The Shlamim is like a Shalmi Nozer, so it's eaten only for one day and one night. And it does not require the lechem of the Karban Shlamim, and we saw that earlier, of the Karban Nazir. In it to him lechem was a question, but what does it mean, in to him lechem, right? We saw that whether in to him lechem meant that you don't bring bread at all, or you bring the bread, but it's just not, it doesn't go to the coin Shlamim Mufrash. Havalo ma'ot stumim. If you have money that was unidentified, undesignated, yiplu le nidava. Right, then it goes to the nidava. So that's what we had before, right? That when you have ma'ot stumim, right, that are left over from in the Zirut, what's the Allah Mosh Mishina? They end up going to Allah's Nidavah. So that'll be the case over here as well. And then, what happens if he has Ma'ot Mifurashim? Right, sorry, with the Lechem, right, before we had the position of the reed, that the Lechem doesn't need, you have to bring the Lechem, it just doesn't need the wave offering, because you don't have Kapei Nazir. But you still have to bring the Lechem. The other Rishonim believe that you didn't have to bring the Lechem at all.
Same thing,
very good. So when you have money that is designated, what happens? The money that was designated for the Chatas goes to the Yam HaMelech. Right, lo nehenin below ma'olim. You can't get hanah from this money, but there's also no mi'ila with this money. The may olah yaviu olah umalim behen. The money that was designated for the olah, you bring an olah with it, and your mo'al with it. The may shlamim yaviu shlamim, you bring shlamim, and eklim the yom echad. They're like a shami nazir. Einan tu'inim lechem, and they don't require an echem. So that was just quickly. We'll do these first two opinions, and then we'll start with this again tomorrow. Ish in avali shalom. The father can be madir the son, but not the mother be madir the son. Why not? My time up. The Rabbi Yochanan, same as we had before between ourselves. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Alocha, he benozir. It's Alocha the Moshe Mishinai. That a father can be madir the son and not the woman. Right, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi China, Amar Reish Lakish. He says the name of Reish Lakish. Today, Lachancho be mitzvot. In order to be Machanech in the mitzvot, that's why he's allowed to do the Nizirut. Yehoki Afilu Ishanami. So why shouldn't the mother have to do the Chinuch also, the Chinuch Abanim, right, for the mother? Because Savar Ish Chayev Lachanech Beno be mitzvot, Veina Isha Chayev Lachanech Beno. right, that the obligation to be mechanech the child, right, devolves upon the father and not upon the mother. And therefore only the father can be force him or, you know, be mother him in his roots, because he's the one who is obligated to be mechanech him in a mitzvah. But since the mother does not have that chiyuv to mechanech her son in mitzvah, therefore she can impose a neder nesirut on him according to Reish Lakish. So again, similar to what we had in the Mishnah before, the Machlokes from Yochanan and Reish Lakish about Ma'ot Stumim. Is Ma'ot Stumim a halacha l'moshe Sinai, or is there some sort of svar or exerzak or pasuk? So here again, Rabbi Yochanan says it's halacha l'moshe Sinai, Reish Lakish says it's a svar. It's a din and svar of huskaya v'chinuch ha-mitzvos, right? And that's why it's over here, and then the Gemara is going to proceed with this tomorrow. We'll stop here.